Good morning. We're continuing Chayot on Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yudal, which deals with the Malach of Dosh and the Tod of Dosh Schito. We're learning Simon Gimel, where he ends off with this concept of Mashka Habala Oichel Kehol Dami, and he brings from the Rebbeinu Chananel. The Rebbeinu Chananel is Machmer. The Shulchan Aruch actually brings the Rebbeinu Chananel in the Simon Shin Chav, Sev Zion. It says a machmer tavra lo brocha. The person should be machmer not to rely on the mashka habala oichel kachol dami. But the Shulchan Aruch himself earlier says that one is allowed to squeeze it onto food. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that what he's saying is different than the language of the Chayotim, that the kripsak is not the Rebbeinu Chananel. The Rebbeinu Chananel seems to be basically a yachid in this regard. And the Ikrip Sak is Mashka B'lo Yichol is Koichol Dami. However, the Rebbeinu Chananel being the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rebbeinu Chananel was a generation before the Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Ramban and others, when they refer to Rebbeinu Chananel, say that all of his words are Divrei Kabbalah, means he got them in Masara from the Garden. See, even the Rishonim over here argue in Pshat and the Gemara on the Rebbeinu Chananel. So, but it's appropriate to be machmer, machmer tavol abracha. It's a good thing to do. Whereas the Chayyim is saying he sees it as a bona fide subject of Raisa. It's machlok is, and you have to be machmer because of a subject of Raisa. The Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is saying, by the way he presents it, that the Ikrip Sak is not like the Rebbeinu Chananel, because all of the Rishonim argue in the Rebbeinu Chananel, but it's appropriate to be choshish. Take the Rebbeinu Chananel's opinion into consideration. We'll see in the next simon here in the Chayotim, in Simon Dalet, he talks about lemons. He applies this issue to lemons as well. So squeezing a lemon onto fish, for example, the Rebbeinu Chananel would say that that's usur. Even though it's mashka b'loichel, it's going to be usur. The Bir Halacha says even if you're machmer, like the Shulchan Aruch suggests to do for the Rebbeinu Chananel, one does not need to do so. It's a situation of lemons. A situation where you're dealing with fruits which Chazal were able to designate as fruits which they are problematic to do schito in general. So we're machmer there's a suggestion to be machmer to not rely on mashka b'loichol kachol dami, and there's a concern of schita. But lemons, which the Shulchan Aruch says mikradin, lemons are not used as a mashka; they're used as an ingredient. Even if a person squeezes out lemon into a cup, he doesn't then drink the lemon juice. He uses it; it's an ingredient in other things. So it's not really for the purpose of the abuse as a mashka. So therefore, even if we're going to be machmer and say mashka b'al oichel in general is not like the oichel, by lemons, where the purpose of the mashka is not for itself, so mashka b'al oichel is koichel dami, consider that like part of the oichel, and one can be makel and squeeze the lemon without any compunctions onto the fish or onto the food that you're squeezing the lemons onto. So, and the Mishmur points out that even though the Chayotim is choshish for the Rebbeinu Chananel, he's concerned for the Rebbeinu Chananel as a real concern, and therefore, if so, maybe it should be problematic by lemons as well. But since the way we understand the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that he holds that the Ikur Halach is that one has to be concerned for the Rebbeinu Chananel, it is a Chumrah. The Bir Halacha feels comfortable saying that Chumrah is not necessary. A situation where one is dealing with squeezing lemons. So with that, we've introduced this the Shulchan Aruch's approach to the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch's approach to the Rebbeinu Chananel. Mishnah Berurah does quote the Chayyadim in the next siman. The next siman, the Chayyadim raises 2 points different than the Shulchan Aruch regards to lemons. Mishnah Berurah accepts one of them. It doesn't accept the second one, that one should be machmer not to squeeze lemons onto food. Have a good day.